This, of course, now is a going to be a yearly tradition. This is year two.
Hey, all those people going to be in the game today?
Sure, it's going to be a
whopper
of a game.
Oh, it should be. Hey, I'm going to need you to manage this.
You're a
cold game team.
Why not?
So you're the manager. I'm the manager. Well, you know, I'd like to know some of the guys' names on our team, so when I meet them on the street in the ballpark, I'll be able to say hello to those people. I sure I'll introduce you to the boys. They give them funny names.
Hello.
Oh, I know. They get those ball players up in front of me. Let's see. On the team, we have who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third. You the manager?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
I sure.
Well, tell me the guy's name.
I say, who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
You the manager?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
I'm telling you that name.
Who's on first?
Yeah.
Who's
on
who?
The guy on first.
Who? The guy on first.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
Who is on first?
What are you asking me?
I'm asking you.
I'm telling you.
You ain't telling me that. I'm asking you who's on first.
That's it.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
That's it.
All I do is throw the ball to first base, now who's got it?
Why?
Why did I end up being the stupid one? Terry's a foaming. He says, the big dog is your straight man, and you're the foaming at the mouth. Shut up. Shut up, Terry. I don't want to hear it. I'm at the foaming at the mouth one?
Michigan beat our number one Kansas in overtime.
Oh, I thought it was Syracuse. Well, Syracuse lost before, right?
Yes.
Aw, poor Syracuse. They sound like a rich school.
They probably are. What's that? I don't have anybody yet. I will.
He's in the queue.
Oh. You're going to make him wait like you made me wait yesterday?
No, that's why I went.
And Corbin wait?
Never. Hey, I'm in the chat room. You're not in the chat room anymore.
That's because I refreshed. I thought Brian was in the chat room, and I didn't know he was in the chat room.
Brian is online in the queue.
He hasn't put his hand up yet, so.
I don't give a.
I know you don't.
Opening day, ladies and gentlemen, is tomorrow night. We'll be calling the game on letmehearyou.com.
And who, of course, will be playing?
Oh, actually, I don't know. Two no-name teams. Not the Yankees. So that's all that matters. I really don't know. I'll check it. Letmehearyou.com, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be starting, and I'm going to be doing every Sunday night game on ESPN. So, I'll be busy for the next 6 months, I think. Pretty cool. We'll step on Vegas. But speaking of being cool and quiet, we have the man of the hour, the great man, the one that does every Wednesday night and Sunday night, who controls the airwaves on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesday night and Sunday night. We've got him on right now. He is Mr. Freddie Bryan.
What's up, Rod Raj?
Wait a minute. Did he say Roger or something else?
I thought he said Bry Raj.
Bry Raj?
Rod Raj. Rod Raj.
Oh. Okay, fair enough. I guess I'm not awake.
Well, I'm making names like you are. What's going on, guys?
Ooh, I'm getting names. All right. Not much, man. What are you doing out there on the East Coast? A lot of pollen in the air?
Oh, not yet. Just getting close, though. But, hey, what is this about Syracuse losing?
He doesn't know what he's talking about. He just woke up, like, 20 minutes ago.
Okay. Yeah, big news, guys. I'm going to the Final Four next weekend and the championship on Monday, so... I don't have a team in the fight or anything, but it's going to be fun to be there.
Wow, dude. Yeah, so talking about late last night, I think if you missed it, the program was a hell of a lot better, Bri. If you listened to yesterday's The Taxman Cometh, Part 2, always, in the Noriega world, Part 2 is better than Part 1, because Part 1 always sucks. So Part 2 is always better. So my version of The Empire Strikes Back kicks ass. So... it was real good yesterday. So, Brian, if you do a reporting or if you do a recording from there, you can deduct the whole trip.
Okay. So what if I talk about it on my show the following night?
That's right. And if the big dog is live on Monday night, maybe you can call into his program.
If I'm not working.
Oh, that's right.
That's a good idea. I will be there. I think it starts at around 9 Eastern, so... Or 6 Pacific. I believe it's around 9 o'clock.
That is cool. So, all right. Is it tomorrow?
No, it's next Saturday starts the Final Four. We still have the 4 games left this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, to see who goes to the Final Four, actually. And then the championship game will be the following Monday, the 8th.
So is this kind of like the bracket thing still for the NCAA or something? I'm sorry.
Yes, NCAA.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, I have 5 of the Elite Eight, and I have 3 of my Final Four left, and both champions still left, possibly. So it's possible I can win my bracket still and win $10 million.
And who do you have going to the championship game?
I have Duke versus Florida.
Well, for some reason, the Big Dog over here has 4 number ones, so I don't know what the hell that means.
As I told you.
No, Big Dog, there's only one number one, man. There's only one number one.
No.
That's what I say. There's always only one number one.
I'm talking about when they bracketed. You know, in each bracket, Midwest or South and stuff, everybody has their own number one.
I'm just giving you hell, Big Dog. I know you're right.
All good.
Well, I'm about to go get a haircut this morning, but I'll call back in at around 10 or 10:15 to keep listening to the show. Y'all guys have a great show.
Get a haircut this morning. Are you trying to tell me something, Brian?
I have to get my hair highlighted and straightened.
So he's doing some manscaping.
Manscaping?
Manscaping. That was good, Big Dog.
The only way a week I can get a haircut, really, to break free and go get one, so I have to go.
Yeah, well, all right. That sounds good. I really don't know what a haircut is. I really get a haircut when I feel that the economy needs to be stimulated, because for me to get a haircut is really a waste of time.
Yeah, you know, I get curly down here sometimes.
Yeah. It's when I haven't had a haircut.
I'll call y'all back in just a few minutes. Have a good show. Is Sonny and Cuervo coming on today?
Well, most likely. I don't know if they're coming on with us or to us, but they'll probably be here later.
And we are also expecting Tanya to call in sometime today, hopefully.
Tanya Mercado?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. The resident cutie, hottie, everything.
Yep, so it's hard to forget that name.
Oh.
Very unique.
No doubt about it. Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's like, yeah, all right, Brian, I appreciate it. It's so funny. I feel like every time I'm not paying attention, she's like going off ripping the Yankees. And she really loves ripping the Yankees. It's like, what the hell?
It's called jealousy.
She's still hot.
It's called championship envy.
V had a great comment. We were talking about the deductions and stuff, and he said, oh, wait, would I deduct the Mets? They said, oh, no, I think that's more like a capital loss. And he liked that one. He liked it.
He liked it?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, because I think the whole thing was, so if I buy tickets to the Mets game, is that a charitable contribution?
Yeah, that's good.
I said, oh, that's more like a capital loss. He did. He liked it. That was funny. Oh, that was good. Time to see Zeke again. I think he's doing better, which is really, really good. I'm so happy.
I'm happy that you're happy.
Well, I'm happy because you've given me my...
Should I make sure it was fresh?
My god of the nectar, or nectar of the god.
It was brewed fresh.
So which flavor is this?
That is house blend. That is the house blend.
Yeah, because Colombian just about killed us.
Mine too. I think it was just old, not the fact that it was...
Yeah, blister right there where my tongue separates.
Your tongue separates? You have one of those tongues that separates?
No, it's not a forked tongue. Well, actually, it depends. Some people at work may think I have a forked tongue. That's just because I'm smarter than them.
That's neither here nor there.
That's just because I'm smarter than them.
Now, people don't actually go do that. I do not understand that.
Oh, I don't
know. That splinter tongue.
It's stupid. By the way, that's stupid. And anyone who has a forked tongue, not my fault, you're stupid.
It is.
Justin Verlander.
Oh,
7 years, $180 million.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
With the option, the club option year, it could actually exceed $202 million.
That was $205 million, but wow.
Yeah, it's a vesting option for the eighth year.
Do you notice how you never hear baseball players being broke?
Hell no. Well, nails.
Well, there's extreme cases.
Yeah, man. Boy, that's extreme.
Heroes.
Yeah. Of course, this, in February passed.
But every week you hear of a football player going broke or a basketball player going broke.
Well, yeah, because they believe in their entourages. Baseball doesn't do that.
You beat me to it, man. You didn't let me be my usual people self.
Now, in February.
Good morning, guest.
Who had the record for the highest contract?
Could have been Sabathia, nope. But hold on. Roger Clemens was prorated.
Well, no, I'm talking about this year. It was just done this year.
I don't know. Averoy?
Felix Hernandez.
Oh, that's right.
Signed a 7-year contract worth $175 million, which was a top deal for pitcher at the time.
Oh, we're talking pitchers.
Yeah. Of course, now Hernandez, the right-hander, was set to make $20 million over each of the next two seasons. The new deal keeps those salaries and adds $140 million in guaranteed money. $28 million for each season from 2015 to 2019. It includes a $22 million option for 2020 that would become guaranteed when he finishes amongst the top five in the 2019 Cy Young Award voting. Verlander, who is 30, of course, has been baseball's most dominant pitcher over the last four seasons, leading the league in innings and strikeouts three times, wins twice, and ERA once. He, of course, was the Rookie of the Year in 2006 and is a five-time All-Star. His career is 124 wins to 65 losses with a 3.40 ERA in eight major league seasons with two no-hitters.
What just shocks me, the reason why I was silent, because everything the big dog said about Justin Verlander is right. 100% right on.
Except,
best pitcher.
Except
he's wearing a Dodgers t-shirt.
Oh! You didn't know him?
I wasn't personally checking you out, big dog.
Well, remember, I always told you I don't have anything with Dodgers on it. So
you're an angel.
Well, thank you. I think you're an angel, too, but, you know.
That's before or after I put the jersey on.
Actually, I mean, you know, I have been told you the last couple of years I've been looking for a Dodger jersey. Yes, I am an Angels fan. That's the word I go. But if I choose a Nat, I know.
He saved. Did you lick it?
If I choose a National League team, I will go with the Dodgers. If you pin me down to a team, yes, it is the Angels.
Dude, we're talking baseball. We're not talking about being pinned down.
So, but yes, I bought this last week.
One of the best lines I ever heard the big dog tell me. I'm not gonna say any names. Hey, big dog, how you doing? Everything going okay? Well, every chance I get, pin her down.
That was a long time ago.
Oh yeah, that was a funny line. Like, wow, way to go, big dog.
Of course, not to be outdone.
She pins you down.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The team out west, the world champs. The San Francisco Giants.
Buster! Dude!
Buster Posey signed a landmark 9-year, $167 million contract. Don't tell me the economy is bad with all this money that's being handed out by baseball. And we will get to the football salaries in a moment, probably in the second half of the show. But this is according to multiple media outlets. The contract is also the longest in Giants history, covering 2013 to 2021, with a team option for 2022. It's also a full no-trade clause for the duration of the contract.
Pendejos!
It's the most money ever guaranteed to a player with fewer than 3 years of service time, more than doubling Carlos Gonzalez's $80 million contract with the Rockies, and a record guarantee for players with fewer than 4 years of service, surpassing Todd Hamilton's $151 million deal with Colorado. Posey, of course, led the National League last season with a .336 average, hit 24 homers and 103 RBIs during the MVP award. Posey had been due to make $8 million this year. Instead, he gets a $7 million signing bonus with $5 million payable October 15th and the remainder January 15th. His 2013 salary is now reduced to $3 million. So actually, with the seven, so it's actually $10 million, so he technically gets a $2 million raise, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, after the season.
Yeah. He will make $10.5 million in 2014, $16.5 million in 2015, $20 million in 2016, $21.4 million in each of the following five seasons. The Giants option for the $22 million with a $3 million buyout, Posey will earn $57 million for his arbitration years, third highest amount ever, and $110 million for his free agent years, a $22 million average annual value. Before no catcher, I had more than Mike Police $20.8 million in his arbitration eligible years. Posey's deal nearly tripled that. He also received a nice payday. This, of course, is 2 days after he celebrated his birthday.
How old is he? 19?
26. The contract includes the following bonuses: $100,000 for National League MVP, $100,000 for the World Series MVP, $75,000 for National Championship Series MVP, $50,000 for a Gold Glove, $50,000 for an All-Star Game election, $25,000 for an All-Star selection, and $50,000 for a Silver Slugger. So, you know what? Congrats to you. Get it while you can.
Buster Posey, congratulations, dude. Way to go. Talk about an albatross. Nothing personal with Buster Posey. You're a working man. I think he's a good guy. But management is yet again stupid. He's never going to see that come to pass. When have we had a
long-term contract, I know. The only one is...
Actually, it would have to be Barry Bonds.
Or CC. CC's been...
He's doing it.
CC's been putting out.
Yeah, very pedestrian numbers. But he's actually been putting out.
Yes, yes.
Good for him. For a man who's never worked a day in his life, he said he's never held down a job. Lucky bastard.
Would be a Yankee.
And, of course, keeping with the Giants, the brains behind two of the last three World Series titles plan to stick together for at least another four seasons. The Giants extended contracts to general manager Brian Sabine and manager Bruce Bochy through the 2016 season. This was as of Thursday night, bringing even more stability to the franchise that's counted on continuity during its recent run of success. Yes, sir.
Allow me to be rude. Bruce Bochy and Brian Sabine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just love it. I love the way he mispronounces stuff. I mean, it's morning. Yeah, no kidding.
Both had previous deals set to expire after the summer before the Giants exercised their 2014 options this past December.
So, Big Dog, nothing personal. Did I really have rock-hard abs this morning, or I mean, am I flabby? Yeah, you saw it this morning, so tell me.
You don't have rock-hard abs. That's
so I was flabby?
I'm not saying that either, but you don't have rock-hard abs. I'm sorry.
So I'm not fat, am I?
Compared to who?
Having problems again. It's like, wow. And getting...
Compared to who?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I mean, if I compare you to, like, Justin Bieber, then, okay, yeah, you're...
Why the hell would you compare me to Justin Bieber? Are you saying because I have no beard this morning?
He's very lean.
Was I lean this morning, or was I fat? The Big Dog actually got a view. He got a peep show this morning.
Yeah, nothing new.
Bullshit. I think when we stayed at the hotel room, I think you saw more this morning than you even saw over in Vegas.
That's rough.
Well, yeah, but yeah, I have an infrared cam, so, you know.
You know how effing disgusting that is. You know how sad that's going to show that we are. I was so sad that we went to the switchboard for help. Is there anyone listening?
Yes, we have people to see. Welcome, guest 33.
Yeah, lucky three, baby. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
Also, first baseman Paul Goldschmidt and the Arizona Diamondbacks have reached an agreement on a 5-year contract extension worth $32 million.
Goldschmidt, right? That's a lot of matzo ball soup.
Yep, $32 million. The extension includes a club option for $14.5 million in the year 2018.
Ladies and gentlemen, it just goes to show you how stupid management is and how lucky the players are. Congratulations to Major League Baseball players because they are, I can't even say they're earning it. I'm just saying that they're being paid that. Congratulations, love them. And sorry, dude, enjoy it now while everyone loves the fact that you're signing to a big deal because in a few years, they're going to hate you for it.
Nice segue about stupid management.
Oh, we're not having internal meetings. You dare review NBA media conversations?
No. After 2-day negotiations, the Angels and the Yankees completed a deal for Vernon Wells. I think you're number one, too. This happened Tuesday afternoon.
You have 4 number ones. I have 2 number ones for you.
New York State has 2 low-level minor league prospects, outfielder.
More like suspects.
Escardio Cañones and left-handed pitcher.
Stop swearing.
Kramer Sneed, the Angels.
Lots of muscle.
While the Green take on $14 million of the $42 million remaining of the 7-year $126 million.
Only the stupid mother F. You know what? Cashman, you're gone, dude. That is how stupid you are. Oh, my. The Yankees are going to eat up $13 million of the $42 million left. Oh, my God, Cashman, you effing moron.
Actually, $14
million. Even worse. Yeah, even worse.
So, yes.
The Angels are on the hook for $28
million. Yeah.
It's kind of like what we did with them, Aroyd.
So who's stupid, though?
Well, the Angels don't have to pay the whole thing.
Yeah, but still, they should pay more than you guys do.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, how do you feel? I mean, I was, I already know how you feel. Were you surprised that they actually went after Vernon Wells? I mean, I was like, why?
I am disgusted beyond belief. I am.
Because I was like, why? Why?
Because Cashman is a mother effing moron. I don't give a flying F if this guy, Vernon Wells, gets the Triple Crown this year. It's not going to happen. I mean, that's the easiest thing to say. But this is, like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, Cashman. You're a moron. You are a moron. Do you want to know how you really feel? Cashman, you are a
You know, what's funny funny is...
What, the Cashman traded for Vernon Wells?
No, it would have been... Actually, you know, since we have, hopefully, the Giant hater... the Yankee hater calling in soon, she would have loved to comment on this one. But then we can get her back with Mr. Santana. Or just talk about the Mets, period.
That's a high five there, Big Dog. The most expensive perfect game in history.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and there was a statement on that by the GM saying the 134-pitch perfect game had nothing to do with his injury, he said.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, we should get that manager on our political program called Collateral Damage. I came up with that one. That's our program, Collateral Damage. So if Sloan wants to come up with Collateral Damage, I can sue their ass because I came up with that one. Had nothing to do with it meaning preparing for present danger, but they were talking about a plan. I'm talking about a show called Collateral Damage. It took me a long time. I was actually going to go with State of the Union, which was almost like what I would do, and then Candy Crawley does that on CNN, State of the Union. I could have gone with the Ready Room, but I think someone has the Ready Room already. Like, oh, come on. And then someone has Op Center. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, there's a new NDB Media program called Op Center. Otherwise known as Operations Center, Center of Operations. I think that might be a new program, Op Center.
Okay.
Well, I'm not trademarked like the couch potato.
Okay.
There he is.
What's up, couch?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, we are just fine. How are you?
Just literally rolled out of bed. The coffee was automatically made last night, so it was up and ready to go as I rolled out of bed. So I am here and raring to go. I'm sorry I'm late. Actually, I was upset my wife didn't wake me up before she left. So,
yeah, and you missed our opening yearly tradition now. As Major League Baseball starts tomorrow, I, of course, played Who's on First.
Oh, yeah. I love that bit. I have that. Actually, I have that bit up on my computer. I love that bit.
So do I. I have the audio on my phone and I have the video on my computer.
Makes me laugh every single time.
You know, in honor
Talk
of baseball.
Talk about seeing the test of time, too, right?
Yes. And in
like Lucy.
Yeah. I don't think I have a sound file right here. But Zeke did me a favor of doing it. All I have to do is go back to listen to it. But you all know that one of the last interviews that she ever did anywhere was on NDB Media, because you know she just recently passed away. It was a sad time on NDB Media, but Pepper Pear Davis, she was the original one from A League of Their Own. She sang the song on air.
Oh, yes.
You were there for that interview, huh?
I heard it.
Yeah.
Very, very... And interesting, and she's just down the block from us.
Well, she's in Van Nuys, yeah, down the block. And she sang to my wife, too.
In Spanish, right?
In Spanish. That was priceless. And to this day, my wife is like, she chokes about it. Now that she knows that she passed away, it was actually a very sad moment. I actually put it on her website. When they announced her passing, I put the link in. I said, one of LaVon's last interviews was right here, and she was awesome. She was incredibly awesome, and she passed away, I believe, at 92 or 93, and she was just down the road, and I think I'm going to play that interview again, just to play it, the Pepper Pear Davis interview. It was done on NDB Media by Zeke, and I was in on that one just because I was lucky as heck, but Zeke made that one happen.
Yep.
Kudos to him and kudos to her.
Well, since we have Mr.
Oh, and if I may, very quickly, the stadium that she talked about playing at, the Jackie Robinson Stadium, I had the privilege of calling the California Quake game last year, opening day, at that stadium. I was like, wow, that was incredible. And they're going to be opening up at Jackie Robinson Stadium again this year. And I think in honor of her, I would love to be able to do that game again. I did it just before she passed away, and I guess I would be doing it just right after she passes away. Well, I'm going to have to go out and do that one. Sonny Clark, how you doing, brother? It is Easter weekend.
Yes, it is.
How's your bracket, dude?
My bracket, the right-hand side is done because I had Kansas on the right-hand side, and I had, over on the right-hand side. They got beat earlier, but my left-hand side is still intact. I got Duke winning it all, so that's what I'm hoping for.
Mike Krzyzewski.
You know, I have no idea who everyone was talking about. I love it.
That's what I call my bracket every year, scorekeeper. Sonny's I don't have a clue bracket because I don't.
Yep. So, Sonny,
Sonny and I need to put one together like that.
Sonny, what do you think about all the money they're throwing at Justin Verlander?
Justin Verlander, I think, is good. I think you got to keep that guy. It's really sad when you got to throw that type of money around to keep a really good baseball player. But in reality, that's what the baseball world is all about right now. So you grab him up, you got to keep him.
Be very careful with the daggers that you chuck right now, Sonny.
I don't know. I think it would. Let's just say this. I think it was a better signing than the Yankees grabbing up Vernon Wells.
Yeah, we just talked about that one.
No, I'm just trying to turn the dagger a little more.
Oh, I'm about to
twisting it.
Oh yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, he's put that dagger in there and he's twisting to the right. Well, Sonny, allow me to grab onto it, twist to the left, pull it out, and put it back in you.
Yes.
Because someone by the name of Romo. Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
Go ahead, Coach.
Well, it's just an unbelievable thing. $55 million guaranteed, 7-year, 120. Yeah, I know the numbers. I don't even have to look them up because when I heard them, I just started laughing. I mean, I really did. I was in the car with my wife. We were going to do some of our beginning of the month business. And I heard it as they announced it. I couldn't stop laughing. It is, $55 million. That's guaranteed. Forget the 120. I always forget that crap because that don't mean anything. It's all about the $55 million guaranteed money. So in reality, they get this guy at least for 3 more years. But here's the thing: why you pay a guy $55 million when he can't get the job done? It's amazing to me.
Oh, it's because you have a general manager that's stupid?
Well, and they also roll into the fact who else do they have, but my gosh, I bet you Tony Romo broke his leg trying to get to over to the place where he had to sign it. I mean, he probably broke his leg. He's like, Jesus, these people are nuts. I better get over there before they change their freaking mind.
Yep. He's like,
that was funny.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know what he's been drinking, but I was designing that contract.
Hey, it's Jerry Juice, man. I'm telling you, this guy, he was sitting in a bar and said, you know, we need Romo because there really ain't anybody there. So, we would make sure he's at least happy. Although we're not, because we can't make the playoffs, but as long as he's happy, that's it.
Well, you know,
unbelievable.
As I
gotta write that down.
As I said before, you know, with LeBron James before he won the championship, you know, I put Romo in that same category. He is probably the best regular season quarterback out there. But once the playoffs start, it's a whole different story.
Well, first of all, he's got to make it to the playoffs. That's going to be one of the
exactly.
big things. All right, but here, the funny thing about that whole thing, when you say, you know, he is. The stats say it all day long, but at the time where you have to win football games, okay, to make it. Like last year, they have to win to get in. They don't. The year before that, they have to win to get in. Guess what? They don't. The year before that, they win, but they take that first round loss, and then before that, we're talking 13 years. I mean, you know, it's just classic. You know that somebody, but it does get back to the fact that when there's nobody really out there where you can really say, you know, the numbers he puts up are incredible. And there are many teams out there that would break their leg to get a Tony Romo. I'm just wondering if they'd break their leg that much.
Tony Romo.
I don't know if there's enough. I don't know if there's any teams out there that would get Tony Romo.
See, I heard. That's what I heard the first.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get the stenographer and we're going to replay that section.
No,
but
I probably
anyway,
said a. I rolled out of bed, so I probably did say a Tony Romo. But
yeah,
that,
the big dog would be here. Is I mean, pay, you know, pay, anyway, Mr. Clark, statistics never lie.
Nope.
You wound me when you said the statistics tell the truth. There was an implication there that statistics do not always tell the truth. They always tell the truth.
No, they don't. And the reason being is if you
who
look at Tony Romo's
you?
Scorekeeper, you look at Tony Romo's numbers, and this guy's a Hall of Famer. I mean,
yeah.
If you look at it. I mean, he's better than Troy Aikman's ever been as far as stats are concerned, okay? Not on the field, you know, getting to the Super Bowl winning. But as far as stats, he is the best quarterback in Cowboys history. And there's been some damn good quarterbacks coming out of Dallas. So the stats mean nothing because this guy's nowhere close to Roger Staubach and he's not Troy Aikman. Heck, for all that matters, he's nowhere close to a Danny White. And that guy didn't do much here while he was here.
How dare you take the bullshit button away from me? Statistics never lie. Don't say that.
Let's
show
just say statistics
much
are right 95% of the time.
Yes.
Don't ever say statistics lie because they do not lie.
Statistics say that he's, as I said, during the regular season. But during, you know, you can just like I said about LeBron. LeBron can be the best in the business. But what does that do at the end of the day? You don't have the ring to prove that you're the best. Same with Romo. Romo does not have the ring to prove that he's the best.
I actually had a slur, religious joke about LeBron. About, well, then I guess he's a money changer at the temple because when you ask for a change for a dollar, he only gives you three quarters.
That's right.
Yep.
Until last year, you know. And until Romo can prove it in the playoffs, then I stand by my statement that he's probably statistically the best quarterback out there during the regular season, but that doesn't
absolutely
mean crap in playoffs.
And crunch time games, important games.
Yeah, exactly.
The
games
that
games
make difference. He no-shows. Hey, and statistically, if you look at the Dallas Cowboys, okay, when they're about ready to make the playoffs, they can always look back to a game in week number 4 for the last 3 seasons playing in the that they play in week number 4 in the NFC North for the last 4 seasons. They've lost them all. And if they win that football game in week number 4 for the last 3 years, they make the playoffs. Yeah, it's these kind of numbers that you're talking about statistically, that part don't lie. It just goes to show they just can't win the big one because those are important games, especially last year was the Chicago Bears. The year before that, it was the Detroit Lions. The year before that, the Green Bay Packers. Week number 4 for the last 3 years have been horrible for this football team. And if they win that game, they make the playoffs those 3 years. So the important games, and then if you go to the final game of the year, 2 of the last 3, they blow it. So
yeah,
so statistics don't lie. Yeah, there you go. If you want to find the right one that fits Tony Romo, that's how you can do it.
Well, here's a breakdown, guys, for those people who don't know the numbers. It's a 6-year extension worth $108 million. You're going to love this one, Scorekeeper. The first year of the extension, Romo makes $26.5 million. After 2 years, he makes $40 million. It says Romo's money over 3 years with the likelihood of Dallas keeps him the next 3 seasons will be $57 million. It says all told now, it's a 7-year deal worth $119.5 million, of which $11.5 million was already included because that's what Romo was set to make in this coming season. The way it worked out, his average salary will be $18 million for the 6 more years. For 2013, he has a base salary of only $1.5 million, but gets a $25 million signing bonus spread over the course of the deal. And, of course, as Couch said, his guaranteed money is $55 million, which is $3 million more than what Flacco got from the Ravens guaranteed.
How much?
Yep. $5 million guaranteed. Joe Flacco only got $52 million guaranteed.
Holy.
So, actually, he has more money guaranteed to him than Joe Flacco.
Yeah, let's make sure he gets more money than the best quarterback in the NFL.
And of course, with that, with these blockbusters, I mean, all this money being thrown around, there's another one that's coming up that should be done before the NFL season begins. And that, in Green Bay, the cheeseheads there are probably cheering their little cheeseheads off.
Yeah.
As Aaron Rodgers, who's only 29 years old, is going to get a contract extension to make him the highest paid player in the NFL history. Both Rodgers and the Packers are hesitant to comment, but it looks like, and from what many media sources are saying, the average is going to be $25 million a year. Of course, he signed a six-year, $65 million contract in 2008. His base salary for this year is $9.25 million, which is a bargain compared to what all these other guys are being paid. I think this is kind of a, let's give him money to kind of make up for all the money that he didn't make all those past years. He's set to make $9.25 million this year and $10.5 million next year. It says that, like I said, $25 million is probably going to be about a six-year deal. So you're looking at $150 million for 6 years. How much of that guaranteed? Well, that remains to be seen. Now, he may want more guaranteed money now than Mr. Romo because he has the credentials to back it up, saying, look at my finger. I got one of these. Romo mm-hmm. didn't. I think I should have more guaranteed money than him. So... and he is...
They're stupid, you have to give it to him.
Well, he is one of the top three quarterbacks, guys. Would you agree? Top five quarterbacks?
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Number one.
You're right. Huh?
Number one, not number three, not number two.
Sure, I'm sure he's number one, but some other little punk has the ring.
Hey, guess what? Scorekeeper, guess what? Right now... There is one former quarterback who thinks Tony Romo is number one, and that's Donovan McNabb. Boy, did you read that article. He is pissed that this guy got so much money he can't make the playoffs. But if you look up, I can't remember where I read it, but if you look it up, you put in Donovan McNabb, Tony Romo, it should be at the top of Google. And boy, he is all torqued off right now. And he thinks he's number one, but with the middle finger.
You know what? Well, good for him, because Donovan McNabb was always, and here we go, overrated.
Yep. But at least he got him to the Super Bowl and got him to the Super Bowl and won playoff football games. That's the reason why he's PO'd.
Yeah.
Well, good for him, but, Donovan, you accepted to go with the Eagles or whoever it was.
I think I will call Donovan McNabb to back up Tony Romo.
So that would be fun. Yeah, he is.
Donovan could probably still play. I don't know how well he could play, but he could probably still play.
Yeah, he's worthless. I agree. USA Today. 12 hours ago. Here it is.
Scorekeeper.
Yes.
He's working it, so he'll only get like a $30 million contract.
Oh.
This is worthless.
Go ahead, be your Jerry Jones, honey.
I've had fun with that already.
Yeah, it's only on special occasions. You know, if people ask us to do our voices and themes, and we're like, no, it's gotta. We're not Abbott and Costello that could do it on a fly. We're not. Ours is real, and it has to happen. It's true, man. It is. Well, again, we want to welcome all the guests in the chat room. Thanks for joining us in the morning. We are the Saturday Morning Extravaganza. We are already 50 minutes in. and we've covered more sports than we have in like 18 years, Sonny.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You find that amusing, don't you?
Oh, I find it amusing, but I do how many shows? I do probably, what, 4 or 5 shows a week, right? You know, whether
yeah.
it's football calls, which, by the way, were featured over on the right-hand side in case you didn't see that, scorekeeper.
Yes, I did. I took a screenshot of it, and it's
yeah.
awesome, Sonny. What
yep,
time is game time?
It's 8 o'clock my time, so it's I think it's
no.
6 o'clock your time.
No, Sonny, it is 6 o'clock. No, it is 7 o'clock your time, 5 o'clock my time. That's the way
it
you set
be.
It up.
They're playing in Colorado at 7 o'clock, so if that be the case. Or, oh, no, it's Cedar Rapids. Yes, it's 7 o'clock my time. I better make sure I got it set for the right time.
Sonny, you are scaring the crap out of me. I mean, he set up the game this past week like it was off, man. Like,
well, I messed up the time slot for the game last night.
There was a game last night?
Yeah, the Texas Revolution won. They are now 2-2. I did not.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I did not know that.
You might want to follow me up on Facebook to keep track of when the game is. So yeah. Yes. Oh, I do have it set for the right time. It is 7 p.m. Central, so it is 5 p.m. your time. Jeez Louise, I'm up on it. Wow, watch out.
That was funny.
Oh, I bet you think that was funny.
Yeah, it was. You want to go back to baseball?
You can do whatever the hell you want.
No, I didn't mean that in a bad way. Hold on. Wait. I didn't mean that in a bad way. If you follow me, because I usually post the games up on my Facebook is what I'm saying. I have about 5 or 6 people I follow because, you know, frankly, I don't want to see baby pictures of a bunch of kids that I don't care or don't want to see. So.
And you probably don't want to see. And you
shut up.
Cat pictures either, huh? Oh.
You don't want to see what?
Cat pictures.
Well, I kind of like cats. I like cats better than kids.
Oh, the black cat was at the door, by the way.
Say who?
The black cat was at the door when I got here.
A black cat was at the door?
Yeah. The little fluffy thing, and they saw me, and they stopped the producer.
What, they say that if you cross a black cat, that's how many years of bad luck? 3?
7.
I don't know, ask the Mets.
Is it 7? I know if you break a mirror,
yes.
It's 7.
No, 7 is you break a mirror. It's 7 more years of working for the company you work for.
Well, I assume it's all along the lines of witchcraft, so what do I know? 7's everything anyway. I don't know about that witchcraft stuff or that Wiccan belief.
No. I know a few Wiccans. I think they're all right. They're a little weird and kind of in a weird kind of way.
Oh, then they're not all right, Sonny.
No, they're all right. I like certain Wiccans, I guess you could say.
Are they cute, Sonny?
Huh?
Are the witches cute?
Depends on which one you're talking about.
Oh, good job, Mr. Clark. The big dog was right. Because he said it depends on how cute they are. So I said, well, okay, fair enough. Yeah, I'm not a few witches.
They got ugly
myself.
Witches, you know. No, but I know a little bit about the Wiccan lifestyle. I do. And people look at them as weird, like they're like witches. They're not witches. They just love nature. They like everything natural. And frankly, they're probably for their body is probably the right thing to do in reality, because I'll tell you, a lifetime of Diet Coke and that aspartame is, you know, killing me. Yeah, it's Diet Coke. Yeah, it's been doing really wonders for me for the last 25 years.
Wow. All right, fair enough, ladies and gentlemen. I want to quote the couch potato because he did tell us, these are Donovan McNabb's thoughts on Twitter. Tony Romo, 6 years, $55 million extension? Wow. Forgot a comma, you idiot. Really? With one playoff win? Should have been a question mark, you moron. You got to be kidding me. And then there was just no punctuation whatsoever. And then, of course, a few minutes later, after the rumors turned out to be true, they said, my bad, everyone, or my bad, 6 years, $55 million extension. Wow, really? One playoff? Oh, I'm sorry, that was the same one. I guess I'm the idiot now. He said, it's a total of $108 million. Wow.
Well, he was kind of right. 6 years, $55 million guaranteed.
Well, his English is far from correct.
Well, Twitter, they don't care about Twitter or anything.
You still have 140-some characters where you can actually phrase sentences.
Yeah,
and
but most people don't care.
Well, that's why we are surrounded by illiterates.
Well, and exactly, scorekeeper. That's why I like Facebook. At least you get more plays to mess up. But you can at least edit your mistake if you want to.
Well, they're allowing it now. They didn't actually have it at first. But
yeah.
When you have 100 billion, I'm sorry, 100 million, no. When you have a billion people say, please, we need the edit button, after 7 years, Facebook said, okay. They finally allow you to edit your posts.
When you know you messed up?
Yeah. They didn't have the edit. Once it was gone, it was gone.
Well, the original post.
It was much more amusing that way.
You can delete the original post. You can't edit the original post. But in your comments, you can change your thing. And
well, that's what I mean, gentlemen. I have news for you. You can now edit your original post.
I know.
Get out!
Why?
Now I got it. Because I screw it up. And
oh,
every time
hold
I wanna...
on a minute. Wait a minute. The scorekeeper said something. And now the couch potato is in his absolutistic mode where he says, well, the scorekeeper's not always right, so I'm going to go ahead and prove him wrong.
Well, I did, because the last time I tried to do it, I don't see where you can – it's there's an edit button, but there's no place to edit the text. You can only
delete. We're actually all going to go to Facebook now. And
yep, yeah, let's do it, because I'm right there. I'm trying to edit one of my posts, and I can't do it. I can – change the date, add location, hide from timeline, delete, and then stop publishing from Blog Talk Radio or report as spam. You can't actually, but in the comments you can, but you can delete the comment and put it back up the right way, I think.
Okay, I'm posting Sonny is a Blog Talk Radio junkie.
I am actually.
Okay, I have now posted it to my stream. Now, what? Oh, shit.
Yes? We're saying?
Sorry,
we're saying,
Roger.
Scorekeeper?
Sorry, Roger.
Scorekeeper?
Shut up.
Admiral? Stop a team?
Shut up!
See, the only reason why I know it, Roger, is because I tried to do it yesterday. I had to delete the whole damn post because I didn't want to look like a moron.
See, he's been really tired, so I think he might have imagined this.
I think it might be.
I think that's what he would like to see happening.
I do like that, though.
You should suggest that to Facebook, sir.
Yeah, definitely. I do like the Sonny as a blog talk radio junkie. I do like that. Is he in the corner again?
That's actually kind of funny because I was directly in the corner because I was on the other computer right now. I was not in self-imposed exile.
So any comments about
El Presidente? You make me laugh.
El Presidente has...
And you piss me off.
Couch,
you guys seen a picture?
No,
we're not done yet. That shitty truck that was over last night?
Yes.
That is my cousin's truck. They were over last night.
What year is
it? 1952.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's a nice truck. Hey, Sonny, did you see next to the picture there's grass?
I did see the truck. Yes, I did, Roger. I did.
Oh, you actually addressed me by my given name.
Well, yeah,
sorry.
Because you screwed up.
Scorekeeper. But that is cool as a cucumber right there. That truck is cool as a cucumber.
I was surprised when I saw that outside my door. I was like, wow.
Is this yours now?
No, it's not mine, sir. No, I'm going to have a cheap-ass town car outside my front door any day this year, maybe.
Yeah, I like you said this year. I like that.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, I told the big dog that I was going to have a town car in January. And we're now on March 28th.
So nice.
Yeah, it's January 2014.
That freaking car is paid for, and I still don't have it. I'm beyond pissed out.
I understand.
I'm not going to go ahead and make it clear that it's a family deal. I'm not going to say that on air.
Okay.
No way.
Yeah, I understand why you wouldn't want everybody to know that it's a family deal.
Yeah, I am unhappy. I am just, oh my Lord. Oh, my God almighty. Yeah.
All right, well, let's go on to baseball. Get your mind off of things.
I should have a beautiful town car outside. Instead, I had a 1952 Chevy truck, which is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Check out my Facebook page. That really does belong to my cousin and her husband. It was, wow. I just took picture after picture after picture. It's a nice truck.
I like that truck. I would put that in my front yard here on what you folks call my palatial estate.
No, we didn't say palatio estate, Mr. B. Mr.
I said palatio. I didn't say palatio.
No, we know what's on your mind, though.
What's palatio?
I mean, I understand why it's on his mind.
Should I have used that word on air?
He's claiming a fifth. He said he doesn't
know. I don't
know.
Is it set for youth?
Go to hell, Sonny Clark.
Anyways.
All silence? Oh, maybe he didn't hear what I said. Kind of
I didn't
away.
Hear. What did you say?
Absolutely nothing. Let's go ahead and continue.
Well, they're throwing more money around in baseball.
I know, he did stay quiet.
Yeah,
they're
throwing more money around in baseball. The Brewers signed Kyle Lohaus.
Oh, no, it's Lohaus.
Lohaus. To a three-year, $33 million deal.
Ah! Who?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He has an opportunity to earn an additional $1 million in performance bonuses.
He'll never reach him.
He's 34 years old. And
never reach him.
And I don't know if you'll agree with this. He was the only top-tier player left in the free agent season.
I guess so. So late in the season. Yeah.
Okay. He's a career 118 wins, 109 losses, with a 4.45 ERA in 12 seasons with Minnesota, Cincinnati, Philly, and the Cardinals.
Of what career ERA? 4.45?
Yes, sir.
That's pathetic.
Yep.
That's pathetic. And that means I could have made about $190,000.
That gets me $11 million a year. With that kind of ERA.
I could have made based on my ability and statistical prowess, I would have made $190,000.
Not to be outdone, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Notice these aren't Yankees.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was with the Brewers. Now the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah, they had to sign their boy.
And they signed ace pitcher Adam Wainwright to a 5-year contract extension worth $97.5 million.
Good.
He was set
That's
to
good money well spent.
Okay. He was going to become a free agent.
Oh, that's what Andrea
season.
Told him.
No.
I was there yesterday.
I didn't show up on Friday, so, you
know. I
know.
I was finally up early enough. I was with bated anticipation to listen to you guys, and no one was there.
No, he always blows me off.
No, what happens is that my kids don't have school. My wife doesn't wake me up. Normally on Friday, my kids are at school, so I do the show at 8:30 right after I dump them off at school. I mean, drop them off at school. So I usually just go directly into the show when I get home. But no school because of Good Friday here, so my wife didn't wake me up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, is Cuervo on duty?
No, Cuervo's actually on the road. He was on the road on Thursday. He drove down to Nashville, Tennessee to spend Easter with his family and see his new nephew that was born.
Cool.
But he said he should call in, but he might be asleep, especially if he's sleeping where crying kid's at. He probably didn't get any sleep at night, so he's probably asleep.
Isn't Tennessee East Coast? It's already 10 a.m., lazy bum.
Actually, where he's at, it is the Central Time Zone.
Oh.
Oh, that's why they invented the toothbrush, right?
Yep.
Well, you know, Sonny, had the toothbrush been invented anywhere else, it would have been called a teeth brush.
Padoom, padoom.
See, that was a joke night one that was delivered and has been repeated much and often on a regular basis.
Someone has to call me before the next damn show that you do for joke night.
I believe that's a big dog to do so, but I think we are scheduled for the 11th, right, or the 12th? That's
no.
Joke night.
13th is a Friday, or a Friday or a Saturday.
April 9th.
For April.
Yeah,
so
right,
it has
to
be about the 9th or so, yeah.
Yeah, April 9th. Oh,
so,
the big dog has it at 10 a.m., joke night.
Oh, no, that's
what
I put it in. But.
That was good, at 10 a.m.
I think you need to get ready.
You have to get ready at 10 a.m. for joke night?
I want to find dirty jokes to do.
I actually,
are we rated Megan, or are we rated regular?
Is AJ committing? It's all about AJ. Has he committed to it?
Not yet, but
I can
take AJ's spot, trust me. You heard me that two joke nights ago. Last joke night, I was normal. The joke night before, I challenged AJ, and we went back and forth on those.
Yeah,
remember?
You did.
Yeah,
that was actually funny. I listened to that one in the archive, and I'm like, Big Dog, I've never heard you talk like that.
And the funny thing is, Shy actually was listening to that one, and she thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I do have a public apology, because AJ is AJ, and she does say stupid things, which are probably acceptable down under, but he did say some offensive things. There's no doubt about it. And AJ is like that, you know, he's like that big, heavy guy that you say, go take care of the crowd. And he's, he doesn't know any better. And
he's a mad dog.
He says stupid things.
See, the way I look at the way I do it, I do tastefully dirty jokes.
You're foolish.
Now, I think politically correct jokes. Those are bad. I just do tastefully dirty jokes.
Oh, the very first he delivers to me is say it, but
like, as a piece in an oven.
Yeah, in the 1940s. We'll let it go. Okay? It was bad. It was very bad. And then AJ came to town, and I said, okay, Peter, tell her. AJ,
I asked, see, it's all on you, because I asked permission before I put it. And you just go ahead.
Yeah. And I was going to say, AJ loves joke night. But a lot of other jokes night. Ian was with us last some too.
Hey, you guys are breaking up quite a bit.
There's a lot of humor to work.
But he knows how to tell good jokes, though.
Yes.
He knows jokes. But, yeah, it is British humor. And
Hey, guys, are you on a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, you're doing that Charlie Brown teacher sound when you're talking now.
Oh.
Now we lost you all the way. Yeah, if you guys are on the you're the last like 15 seconds, unless you're messing with me, did not come out at all. So, you kind of lost there. We're not hearing. Okay, we're not hearing the scorekeeper and the big dog. So here's what I'll do is I'll stay up online and I'll talk. Hey, you guys need to call back in because you guys are breaking up awful.
Sonny, how about now?
Nah, that's much better. I can hear you.
Okay, we'll just get closer.
What happened? Oh, maybe that was us speaking.
Yeah, we get lazy.
We get a little lazy. We do relax and we actually go away from the phone. All right.
Well, it's more about the reception. You're still kind of cutting in and out. Like I said, it's kind of how it sounds.
Okay. You want to call on my phone?
Oh, how are we now, sir?
You're still cutting in and out.
Yeah, Shai does tell me that I'm cutting in and out. So it's the reception on the phone, and I do apologize for that.
Do you want to go on my phone?
Let's try your phone, Big Dog.
So, Sonny Clark, take over.
I will. I'll take over. We'll talk a little sports. Keep it up on football because that's what I've been watching. Terrence Newman, former Dallas Cowboy, because I'm in this area. I'm not a Dallas Cowboy fan. But former Dallas Cowboys Terrence Newman, he agrees the term to re-sign with the Cincinnati Bengals. And frankly, I kind of like this move as far as they're concerned. I think Terrence Newman, if the guy can stay healthy, he's a pretty good fit on any football team. I think he's got a lot of talent, and I think that he gets, kind of overlooked. It's a 2-year deal worth $5 million. He was only he's expected to make 3 years, $3 million in the first year of the 2-year deal. So he's all squared away and ready to go. How are you back, guys?
Yeah, how's that?
Yes, much better.
What's my phone now?
Shut up.
who were you talking about while we were gone?
Terrence Newman signs with former Dallas Cowboy. Resigns with the Cincinnati Bengals, and that's this guy, when he's healthy, I think he's a damn good football player. So, that's a pretty good move for the Cincinnati Bengals defensively.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll help the Bengals, but...
I think the Bengals are a pretty good football team. They're putting it together. The question, I think, is, when you look at the whole thing in reality, is will they be able to get over that hump and, win the first, get that playoff win and things like that? That's going to be an important thing. And I think that lies in the hands of Andy Dalton in reality, because the defense is there for that football team. So it's Andy Dalton trying to get over the hump. Now, this guy at least makes the playoffs. He's nowhere near Tony Romo. He's definitely better. And that's another thing. Dallas Cowboys had a chance to trade up to get this guy, and now they literally flushed $55 million down the toilet, re-signing Tony Romo. If they had Andy Dalton in the wings, they wouldn't have had to pay that big salary out. So that's kind of the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah, and I was reading, with Romo's age and stuff, by the time his contract is over, he'll be 40 years old.
Yeah, that's if they go the full seven. They have no intentions, especially if they're not winning any playoff games or making it to the Super Bowl. That contract right there tells Tony Romo he's got 3 years to get his head out of his butt, or they're going to go ahead and let him go.
Yeah, that is true. And, of course, one quarterback that says he doesn't want to restructure his contract to get more players in there is Mr. Carson Palmer with the Oakland Raiders. He's scheduled to make $13 million in a base salary this season. And I guess the Raiders have put out feelers to his agent saying, would he be thinking about restructuring the contract so we can maybe get some players in? And they're saying, the agent replied back saying, no, we don't think Mr. Palmer and myself want to do that. So,
good idea.
Yeah, we're going to see what happens with that one.
Well, they're holding all the cards there, Big Dog. They're holding all the cards. There's no quarterbacks out there after Fitzgerald or Fitzpatrick goes ahead and signs with Tennessee. There's really no other options out there in reality. So they say, well, pay me or I'll go play for the Arizona Cardinals. And the Arizona Cardinals, that's what they're waiting on too, which is sad too, because the Cardinals want Carson Palmer, so they know they'll get at least the money that the Raiders are asking to pay him, at least out of the Cardinals, if not maybe a million or two more, because the Cardinals are stupid.
Yeah, no kidding.
Stole that from the scorekeeper.
Who is more stupid? The stupid that does it first or the stupid that follows the stupid? Okay, well, then we shall see, because the Raiders are right up there.
Yep, and of course, he had a decent season last year. Palmer, he threw for 4,018 yards, 22 touchdowns, a little higher in interceptions. He had 14 interceptions, but of course, the team sucks, so we're going to go from there. But
by stats, like the scorekeeper said, does, Carson Palmer had a pretty darn good year if you think about it. I mean, stats-wise, numbers-wise. That's a damn good number. The stat that only matters, though, is that W, though, right, scorekeeper?
That is true. Yep, you are absolutely right. And on the Raiders,
our numbers never lie, because liars use numbers.
Is that why you always use numbers?
Ooh, I liked that. Wow, that's all. Geez, that's what is that word? That's almost sophisticated the way you said that.
Well, you know, scorekeeper is always sophisticated.
Oh, love me some scorekeeper on a Saturday morning.
On the Raiders front, the Raiders released defensive tackle Tommy Kelly.
Oh, I'm still pissed that they let Shane Leckler go.
Now, of course, he is the longest tenured position player on the roster. Now, it looks like the Raiders are moving away from everything Al Davis did. Kelly originally signed with the Oakland as an undrafted free agent in 2004.
It took a while to get rid of everything. Yeah.
Do you have a news alert? Dun, 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 dun. Do you have a news alert?
No.
Okay, I'll do it. Dun, 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 dun. I'm Ted Koppel.
Quinto
put on his Facebook 12 seconds ago, damn, I forgot how tough running up and down hills are. 4 miles, had to do it. So he is at Victor Ash Park, so he's probably on his way home. He might be calling in here soon.
Okay, tell him to put in his Facebook to do a couple of miles for you and a couple of miles for me.
Okay, I'll put that in there.
Do any for me. Thank you.
Yes, you're physically fit. I saw you this morning.
Oh, don't start. Yes, I'm sorry. The big dog was actually here this morning before I was even awake.
Yes.
So the big dog got to see things that probably no one ever wants to see, so I'm sorry.
It wasn't that bad.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
No.
It wasn't that bad.
No.
Well,
you are aesthetically pleasing.
Aesthetically pleasing?
Was he in his Star Wars pajamas?
Go to hell.
No, he was shirtless. He was topless. He was walking around topless.
I'm sorry.
Showing off the hairy areolas.
So I was stupid earlier, and I asked him, well, so do I have rock-hard abs or am I flabby? And he said, well, you are no Justin Bieber.
Well, yeah, you don't smoke pot.
Right.
You don't smoke pot.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
You
got to
smoke pot to be just like Justin Bieber, right?
Sir?
You got to smoke pot to be just like Justin Bieber, right?
Impression of wah, 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 wah.
All right, well, of course, as I said, it looks like their general manager, Reggie McKenzie, is getting rid of all of Al Davis's acquisitions, I guess you could say.
It's going to take a long time.
Not really.
Just delete?
It says,
in the video game, son.
He's a third prominent player acquired by Davis, who's been released this month following defensive back Michael Huff, receiver Darius Hayward Bay, punter Shane Leckler, safety Mike Mitchell, tight end Brandon Myers, defensive end Matt Sagnetti.
Stop swearing.
And defensive,
early in the morning.
And defensive tackle
weekend.
And defensive tackle Desmond Bryant, who also left as a free agent. It says only 18 players who were part of the organization when Davis died are still on the roster. So 18 of whatever the full roster is. So look like they're cleaning Davis's house.
Yeah, and speaking of Clean Davis's house, good morning, Matt. We are talking to Raiders, and I do apologize.
What's up, Matt?
You didn't call him when we're talking about the Raiders. You have to call him every time we're talking about the Raiders.
Well, Matt's already in the house. He's in the chat room.
And before I forget, I want to do this.
Oh, you didn't know?
No, that's horrible.
Oh, sorry.
This is for Matt. I know I give you a hard time, Matt. It's because I love you like a little brother.
Oh, God.
But I want to do this now because tomorrow is your birthday. So I want to wish you a
birthday.
It is Matt's birthday, isn't it?
Yes, tomorrow is Matt's birthday, so I want to wish you a very happy birthday. All kidding aside, Matt,
I love messing with you because you take it like a champ, and I just want to say happy birthday. And
he just
I want
don't
want to
get his ass kicked when he meets him.
No, I'm not. Yeah. All I got to do is sit on him or something, and it'll be all over.
Well,
that was not hearing, Big Dog.
Yeah. Just,
Matt, happy birthday, pal.
No,
happy.
No, let's do it.
Happy birthday. Well, you know, I'm really PO'd about it.
What?
I never post.
You want to play the Barney happy song?
Shut up.
Birthday song?
I never post happy birthday. Shut up. I never post happy birthday on anyone's Facebook page or anything.
Nope.
I don't. I never do because I prefer to send them a personal message.
Aww.
I think it's better that way. And I get blown off all the time when I send messages. And there was one guy that actually said, "Wow, Raj, apparently we only communicate on my birthday." Well, thank you for finally answering after 3 attempts, asshole. I didn't say that. And no one will ever know, but the guy actually said that. He goes, "Wow, I guess we only communicate on my birthday." Well, that's your choice, Dave.
Does he turn the big 3-0 today? Tomorrow?
Matt?
Or 29?
No, are we talking age or IQ, dude? I need clarity.
Or shoe size?
3-0.
Well, you know, English metric system.
Well, they say the actual age, not your shoe size, right?
Yeah. So what is...
Well, if it's shoe size, baby, I'm very happy to... I'm just kidding. What?
We can go there. I don't mind.
Yeah, I know. Yours is bigger.
Yeah, 13 wide.
Shut up! I don't want to ask about a cat. Or does he have small feet?
What size are you, Couch?
I am a 13.
Ah.
You guys can go to hell. Oh, my God. Hey, Matt.
But New Balance, I'm only a 12, though.
Oh, that's weird.
Hey, what are you, Matt? Are you a 7 or an 8?
He hasn't said.
I know. We're talking shoe size.
Oh, he'll be the big 3-0 tomorrow.
Wow. That's so I guess we are going by IQ.
Cool.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to bring her on. She's been very quiet and very patient. I want to do it now. I don't have the music, but you know that any song that is bombastic in nature, it would be appropriate for her. She is the resident hottie of NDB Media. Yes, I said it because I believe it. She is. And, of course, as I've been listening to her program lately, she just loves tearing my Yankees apart. I mean, it's
the rivalry.
It's almost religious in nature.
It's the rivalry. I told you, it could also be jealousy, but it's probably the rivalry.
I don't know, but it's funny. If I go in as a guest, my God, she's just ripping the Yankees.
So when she actually sees your name, then she does not rip the Yankees? Is that what you're saying?
No, she just does it a little louder.
Good morning, Tanya. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, just fine. You're in with us, of course. And also you have Couch Potato and Max in the chat room.
I know why she's calling, too, because of a trade that happened.
Yeah, Vernon Wells.
Yeah, great move, guys. I mean, if you want to just, like, throw your season away, keep it up. Keep it up. Keep finding super players that aren't going to do anything for you guys.
Woo-hoo. Love having Tanya on.
Oh, she's obviously wide awake this morning.
you have tons of ammo for her, so.
No, but you know what? I mean, you know, here's the thing about Tanya.
Is it too easy for the Mets? That's why you don't go after the Mets? Is it just too easy?
No. You know,
I'm trying to be an instigator, Tanya.
Well, why should I even waste my time? But the thing about Tanya is she's smart about it because she's upfront about it. She'll rip them a new a-hole.
That's because she is a true fan. As you are, with your Yankees and me with my Lakers, we tell it like it is. You practically were gagging on the fact that they signed Vernon Wells. I mean, you hate the fact they signed Vernon Wells.
Yeah, Tanya, you really missed what I thought of Mr. Cashman this morning. But to finish off the thing about Tanya, you know, she'll tell it straight.
that would get to me is the same love she has for her team. You know, it's converse when it comes to the Yankees, and it's like, how? And you know, when she's ripping to the team, I'm like, what the hell did I ever do to her?
They existed, isn't that enough? And they live in my borough. That's enough.
There you go.
But I will say it is a beautiful stadium.
Which one, Taxpayer Field?
No, I didn't see that stadium. In the time that I went over there, I never saw what the Mets stadium looked like. I only saw the Yankee stadium because of you.
It's,
you told me that I had to go to the Yankee stadium, so I did. And I brought you back dirt.
Yeah. Actually, he did, ladies and gentlemen.
Who did I tell you? It's actually the grass off the floor. No.
Damn, how did you miss it? That was good. But anyway, we do have our resident star with us this morning. Yes, Couch Potato, it is you. But we also have Tanya, too.
Lord knows I'm not.
So, Tanya, what's up with Mr. Santana?
Mr. Santana, you know what? I really do feel bad for the guy. He has another tear in the anterior capsule of the same shoulder that he had surgery on. So he's probably going to be out for the rest of the season. They have yet to decide if he's going to have surgery. But chances are he's going to go through with the surgery, not like really he has much of a choice. But it's the end of his career with the Mets. He's not coming back. Mets fans last year saw him pitch for the last time. And we'll see if his career is going to end also. Chances are he ended his career as well without even knowing it. And it's a sad way to end your career. You never want to go out with an injury. You want to go out on top. And sadly enough, he may not get that chance.
Who is this?
Mr. Johan
Santana.
Oh, yeah, Johan. It's too bad that didn't happen after game number one so he could collect that check for the whole year.
Wow.
Oh, funny. Actually, Sonny, actually, his contract is guaranteed. Unlike in football, he will get his money.
Oh, that's right. Well, he'll
get his $25.5 million.
He's
also getting the $5 million buyout.
Insurance policy, right?
Right. The season is insured. But it's guaranteed money. So he's getting what he's owed for 2013 plus the $5 million buyout for 2014.
Crikey. What a way to go out.
Hey, look, if I had to end my career, I want to end it with money. I'll quit right now. That's fine.
Hey, man, I'm not greedy. Give me $500,000 for just showing up. I'll show up for years for $500,000. Jeez.
Oh, Sonny, I think that's the major league minimum.
Now, of course, only about nine players have ever had this surgery done, and no one has ever had it done twice.
Yeah.
So the like that this could, this, as Tanya said, you know, this could be Mr. Santa's career could be over. I mean, who knows? He is 34. He's another year older. You know, or actually, when did he have this other surgery? How many years ago?
I think it was 2011.
2009, wasn't it?
No, it's 2011.
Wow.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
It's
recent, guys.
So he's 2 years older, so recuperation time, as it was last time, was 19 months. So who knows what it could be this year. I mean, he could be out this year and next year, I mean, depending on how his rehab goes. So that would put, even if he were to try and come back, that puts him at 36 years of age. You know, but
that's really not old in baseball terms, but the mileage with the injury. Yeah.
But at the same time, 36 years old, you know, trying to come back, the Mets will take him.
Yeah, but the thing with Johan Santana is he doesn't know when to stop. And that's been the problem. And that's why he has so much wear and tear on his arm now. And that's why everybody's saying this is career ending. Because if he does come back, he's going to pitch till his arm falls off again. And at that point, what's the point? There really is no point.
Yeah.
If you went out on top as a New York Met, then just leave it at that. You had your no-hitter. No other team is going
to
pick it up. Pick him up because I sure as hell wouldn't.
What was that, Roger?
I didn't say anything. You did.
Wait, will the Mets own his rights in 2 years if the insurance pays it off and they buy him out?
Yeah. Actually, before I answer that, I want to get the comment. Matt says, hi, Tanya. I think you're not in the chat room, but he did say good morning. So I just want to get that in there. But the big dog is talking crap right now about the Mets going out on top, oxymoron. Look, that was the big dog.
Don't blame me.
No.
Don't blame me.
Don't start, because I'm not that brave, and Tanya knows that. I will never pick a fight with Tanya on air. You, on the other hand,
It's fine because the next time I head to California, remember, I'm the one, I can find anybody.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But hey, think about it, Tanya. In all these years, even when we've had our disagreements, they've been cool. We've never actually ever had it. But the big dog over here is being a little punk dog. That's what he's doing this morning. And he's smiling. He loves it. He loves it. So
I think Big Dog is mad at me because I've had to cancel my past two shows for both channels.
I could never be mad at you, Tanya. What are you talking about?
Here we go.
All I have to do is just, you know, I can hear the smile. I can hear the smile when she's talking. So, see, I can get it. But anyways, to go back to Santana.
Yes, everyone loves the big dog.
Whatever. More on Santana. He is consulting, of course, Dr. James Andrew and Dr. Louis Yoakum.
Yeah.
Who are both experts in the field.
Well, Yoakum studied under Frank Jobe.
Yes. Will confirm the probable diagnosis of the re-tear. It says the capsule is a set of ligaments that run between the ball and the socket, holding them in place in your shoulder. The ligaments nearly completely encircle the shoulder. They span the front, bottom, and back of the shoulder, but not the top. Since tearing the anterior capsule can result in the ball slipping forward in the shoulder socket during delivery. You as a pitcher probably understand that one.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I do, yes. Yeah, anterior capsulet, you know, and all this other stuff. Yeah, I understand it.
It says if the tear occurs on the socket side, the repair can be done through a less invasive arthroscopic procedure, as was the case with Dallas Brandon, as well as former Yankees catcher Jorge Posada. If the tear is on the ball side, the surgeon then is required to make an incision and going in through the front of the shoulder. This was the case in both Santana and Chris Young. So,
I remember the Chris Young one. Yeah,
yeah, okay. So Santana has the same thing before. Now, if he re-tore it, I mean, hopefully, as they said, it's from the side, so they can do the less invasive procedure and maybe have a quicker healing. But if they have to go through the front again, you know, as I said, 19 months with last time could be more this time since he is 2 years older and has two more years of mileage on that arm.
Wow.
So,
a tear on the ball side, that sounds very painful.
I know, funny.
I was waiting for somebody to say it.
Well,
I'm able to oblige this morning.
Sonny, you know what? I'm glad you did. But you see, here was my mind. When he said the socket and the ball, I saw one of like those wrenches, which are the socket things. I saw the metal wrench, but then as the ball, I didn't see a baseball. I was like, wow, there's my mind. It was actually
When he studied under him, I thought maybe he studied and, you know, mastered in ball hangage, I guess. It all kind of came in there, so.
Mr. Clark, you are the man among men this morning, no doubt.
I'm in rare form this morning. I'm usually a nice guy.
Yeah.
Matt has a comment.
All right, everyone stop.
He says, okay, she has a problem with you guys, too. Oh, now I have a great idea. We can both team up and kick both your asses.
There you go.
Yeah, she got it.
It'd be a tag team.
Sounds like a fun time.
Never mind.
That's funny. That's good.
And, of course, this one will make Tanya really, really happy.
Yeah.
As the news came out that Mr. Aroyd is going to make more.
Are you setting me up this morning?
I saw that.
To make more than the entire Astros payroll this season. Aroyd is going to be making, where the hell is it at?
More. It's simple, more.
Yes. The payroll for the Astros will be $25 million this year only.
And
Aroyd will be making $29 million for the possible half season, maybe not even playing at all. So Aroyd will make more than the entire Astros. But, of course, the Astros are going to be in last place, as they were last year, except they're going to be doing it in the American League this year. So you guys can all feast on the Astros this year.
You're funny, dog. That was an interesting analysis.
Tell me that's not true, though. You know everybody's going to feast on the Astros this year at a $25 million contract? Come on.
Sonny Clark, do you have a comment on that one?
No, I don't. I'm fine.
Now, here we go.
That was funny.
Once again, and as they did payrolls, Aroyd is the number one paid player in baseball at $29 million, followed by
Verlander?
Cliff Lee at $25 million. Then it is Johan Santana at 24.6, Mark Teixeira at 23.1, and Mr. Wells of the Yankees now at 24.6, and CeCe Sabathia at 24.3. Giving the
Not
Yankees...
Not for nothing.
Giving
what
the
hell is Brian... Roger, wait. Roger, what the hell is Cashman thinking bringing Wells? Because he's not going to do anything for you guys. That was, like, the biggest waste of money. And that's saying a lot, because I think the whole A-Rod contract was a waste of money. Signing A-Hole was just beyond stupid. But then you bring in Vernon Wells, who does absolutely nothing. Okay?
Okay,
he's
going to
occupy space. It's like having Ken Griffey Jr. on his worst day in your outfield. Vernon Wells is a piece of crap,
okay.
And I don't know what the Cashman was thinking. And honestly, Cashman should be fired because he hasn't done jack squat. Him and his big talk was, oh, yeah, we spend money. You spend money to what, re-sign players? Players who are now on the disabled list, who are not even going to be on the opening day starter. It's disgusting. He should be fired, and I'll be more than happy to take his job.
Boy,
and
deja vu. It sounds like what the scorekeeper said about an hour ago.
Scorekeeper, can you stand up straight? Because you've been ripping one big time.
Look, hold on. First off, damn. Tanya.
Damn.
It's only 7 o'clock on the West Coast.
It's
7:30. Okay, please. Okay. Tanya, when you said a-hole... See, the big dog and I were like, well, wait, is she talking about A-Roid or is she talking about Cashman? He said Cashman. I said, no, I think she's talking about A-Roid. Who were you talking about?
Well, you know what? At this point, they're interchangeable, so take your pick.
Ladies and gentlemen, at 7:37 in the morning, we got Tanya's first quote that will make the annual program. They're interchangeable.
That's sweet.
So the Yankees have 4 of the top 6 salaries in all of baseball this year.
Yeah, why the hell did you set me up like that, dude? What the hell did I do?
I am just reporting the facts.
You're reporting the facts.
The fact that,
well,
that we have Tanya, you know, the beautiful Tanya and Couch Potato in here on the phone is besides the fact.
She's beautiful, too. Why did you only say the beautiful Tanya? It's the beautiful Couch Potato as well.
Oh,
no,
good Lord.
Hence,
talk about breaking. You guys want 7 years of bad luck by breaking mirrors? You're calling me good. I knew I loved the scorekeeper for a reason, although he's blind.
Well, I corrected him, though. You see, you're not beautiful, you're handsome.
Oh, God.
You're that ruggedly handsome when they talk about.
My wife was drunk, evidently, when she married me, because it sure wasn't because of looks.
I do apologize. Obviously, I'm sorry. I do apologize. I'm Couch Potato. I am sorry for offending your manly man. Also, I'm sorry. I called you beautiful. I'm sorry. But anyway.
He's going to be crying.
No, whoa. What the hell's the matter with you, big dog? Let's go back to you. Why the hell are you doing this to me?
Because I'm soft and cuddly.
You're an ass. Okay.
Anyway, but I have good news now.
Oh, bullshit. All right.
No, I have good news I have good news about the Yankees.
Oh, here we go again.
The Yankees now are the most valuable team in all of America.
We've known that.
Bypassing the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, that's right, Sonny Clark.
You guys are now worth $2.3 billion.
So that means that the Cowboys who suck
are worth $2.3
are really sucky suck then, right?
The Cowboys are worth $2.1 billion. Of course, my team lags way behind. We're only worth $1 billion.
The Lakers?
The Lakers are worth
You've got to be worth more than that.
So we are worth $1 billion.
Yeah, okay.
Bunch of losers.
Wait.
How much? What was the value for the Yankees? Because in all honesty, when half your team is on the disabled list, it's not valuable at all. So somebody needs to pull forth and redo that list.
Back to Tanya right now.
I'm so glad I asked Tanya to come onto the show last yesterday. So maybe we can subtract those. Sonny.
Yes.
Sonny.
Yes.
He's in the corner. He's in the corner sulking.
Yeah. Again.
Yeah. He turned his back to me. So you got to play his song to get him back.
Got it. I can't because I'm not on. I don't have it. I'm not able to play it because I have that in a file. I don't play it live like you guys.
Ah, okay.
I would play it if I had.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm going to have to do mine then. So I'm going to ask you to just give me a quick moment. I want to find her because she is, in my opinion, the queen of sports. When she made that commercial, it was one of the best ones ever done. We're going to take a quick 31-second break. Come on.
Come on. Mike, what is your deal, man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh.
Baby.
Oh,
eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Mike!
That hurts.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, I got it. Hold on.
Sonny, the subliminal message there was that word.
He's going back. And it's baseball season. And you'll be calling me tomorrow.
There you go.
He perked up.
Thank you, Sonny.
Yeah, you're welcome.
With the teams being worked, your guys were 2.3. Who do you think is second?
That doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter to you, but you know, for everyone else,
I think it's the Red Sox or the Dodgers.
The Dodgers, you guys are by a lot. They are only worth $1.5 billion.
Yeah.
So you guys are worth $700 million more, or $800 million more than the Dodgers.
Yeah,
as you like to call them.
Oh, los Doyers.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, the Doyers. Tanya, would you say that, please? I guess I'm asking you to say something dirty, please. Could you?
I'm not saying that. You've got to be out of your mind.
You see, because she's a Met. She can't say Dodgers or Doyers. I was being upfront. But, Tanya, to finally answer your tirade about Cashman,
I wonder if we can take a picture of a Dodger shirt and, like, superimpose it on her and post it.
Dude, I'm not that.
Don't you dare. Listen, I understand that the Dodgers are part of Mets history and everything, but I want nothing to do with that organization. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
you have to thank the Dodgers for Mike Piazza.
Ooh, I got her on that one.
Yeah, no. No, because it's not like the Dodgers are going to do anything with him anyway. So the Piazza should be thanking the Mets.
So,
as well as the Dodgers.
When Piazza does go into the Hall of Fame, Tanya, because I've given up on that argument, Piazza, when he goes into the Hall of Fame, is he going to go in as a Met or a Dodger?
Hell yeah, he's going in as a New York Met. He accomplished most of his greatest feats with the New York Mets.
Even though his uncle is...
You mean Lasorda?
Yes, even though his godfather is a Dodger?
Oh, wait a minute, he actually might be his uncle, too.
He's like, you know, who bleeds Dodger blue, and he's going to turn his back on the Dodgers?
I'm sure he is. Yeah.
Listen, I don't give a flying crap who his godfather is. All right? You played your best years with the New York Mets. Your Italian ass, I better go in as a New York Met. I'm saying that right now. You accomplished your greatest feats as a New York Met, you going in as a New York Met.
So what were you saying about transposing Dodger on? What was that, big dog? Do you have the cojones to actually do that? Dude, she'll hunt you down and kill you.
But at least I would get her down to L.A., though. That'd be
I think she has enough friends that they'll just hunt you down and kill you. Yeah, you see? They were like, oh, no, big dog. Wow. All right. Fair enough. Ooh, uncomfortable silence. Oh, we must be talking about the Mets again.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
You see, I think the reason why Tanya stayed quiet because he's like, was that actually a cheap shot?
It takes a lot to shock me.
No, she said, I think it took her by surprise, because I really don't. Tanya and I have conversations about teams, and they can get heated, but we generally agree on most of the stuff. But like I say, I have to be a guest to get the best out of her when it comes to the Yankees.
And I keep trying to get her to expand her sports and try to include basketball, but she just doesn't like basketball for some reason.
Yeah, she has no time for that. Yeah.
I think the best part of me comes out when it comes to the New York Yankees. So if the Yankees have done anything for me, it's that they've actually gotten the best out of me. The best tirades are either usually Yankees. Those are my best tirades.
So she's saying that the team that's got the most championships has brought the best out in her. She has to win
yeah,
it. Right?
Because they have the biggest amount of a-holes. So
they got A-Rod and A-hole and they're the same guy.
Yeah,
that's
there you
funny.
Go.
Now, but let me remind you, Tanya, that when you started your program, the Five Tools Show, it was both you and Carell that slipped out when the big dog came in and said, "Welcome to the Evil Empire."
Yeah, I was just like, "What the hell?"
No,
but you know what? It's fine. It's fine because at some point the Evil Empire is gonna fall. Oh wait, they already did. Look at most of you guys are on the disabled list anyway, so there you go. And you think the Yankees are actually going to go anywhere this year? Have another thing coming because it's going to be the Yankees in fourth place, Red Sox in fifth place.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, Tanya, for that little bit of love on that one. But, you know, when you rip the Yankees, I lose my mind and I just go back and think of the rings. That's all I do is I just think of the rings. So it's okay.
Go ahead, think about them because you know what? They're just going to sit there collecting dust. Because you guys are just getting older, not younger, and you're not going to be doing anything for God knows how long now. So
I hate
you,
big dog. I hate this dog because she's never this hostile towards me. Never.
I have a question for you. For
who? For her?
No.
Set her off again?
No, for you. When you named your empire,
yes.
The Evil Empire,
yes.
Was that in conjunction with the Yankees or was that just off the top of your head?
It actually had nothing to do with it because remember, for those of you that know, the whole thing about the Evil Empire, it wasn't even that. It was... Remember when we were doing the coverage, a lot of the news coverage, when Muammar Gaddafi was falling and he was going under, we covered.
Yeah.
We did that live when Gaddafi was taken out, when everything fell. Well, there was some sarcasm by some of the hosts. They're like, wait a minute. Saddam went down. The guy in Tunisia went down. And then, you know, Shai and Big Dog and others and Zeke were saying, hey, the dictators are coming down. Maybe we're going to have a revolt here on NTV Media. And then at which point I issued the famous bulletin, all is well with the benevolent dictator in the Evil Empire. And it just, oh, my God, it stuck. I did a program where I said, no, the benevolent dictator is in control of NTV Media. That's how it happened, guys. It just stuck, and it just remained. It's funny.
That's cool. Actually, I'm glad Tanya's on, and I'm coming from Couch and from yourself. What do you guys feel about the fact that the Players Association, or actually Major League Baseball, is making the World Baseball Classic cover the monies that are owed to the players if they get hurt while playing in the Classic? Now, as you know, Hanley Ramirez is out. And he's owed he's owed $15.5 million. Mark Teixeira, who got injured in the Classic, is also out.
Yeah, for taking batting practice.
But still, he got hurt there, and it's $22.5 million. How do you guys feel about the fact that the Baseball Classic is now going to pay whatever part of the salary while they're out till they get back to playing for their teams? Tanya.
I agree with it, and I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it because nobody told the dumbass teams to allow their players to go ahead and play in the World Baseball Classic
in
the first place. The second thing is I agree with it because, well, you know what? They got hurt on their time, on the time of the World Baseball Classic. So, hell yeah, the WBC should pay for it. But at the same time, I think it should be the teams that pay for it because nobody told you to let your players go and play in that in the first place. So you were the stupid idiots who let them go in the first place. So there you go. I think the team should actually pay for it.
I agree. The teams, 100%, just for exactly what you said. And I talked about this here on this show and as well as the Couch Potato Sports Show. If you got a superstar on your team that makes a lot of money and you're expecting them to help you win a World Series –
I mean, who cares who wins the World Baseball Classic anyway? Yeah, that broke down the front page news is on all the sports pages. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's just the dumbest thing you can do. And here's the thing. That's all up on ownership. If I was the owner of the Yankees and Mark Teixeira said, you know, I'm going to go play for my country. Well, go ahead and go play for your country. But guess what? You get hurt. We don't have to pay your contract. How about that? And I think that's exactly what they should do if they were going to do it that way. You want to pay for your country, you're putting your salary at risk. And it should be added up on all the contracts right there that you play at your own risk and we can void your contract. That will stop the nonsense, and the World Baseball Classic should go away.
I disagree with the part about the World Baseball Classic being taken away altogether. What I think should happen is that it should be amateur players – just like in the Olympics, it should be the amateur players that are allowed to play in the World Baseball Classic. You want the best to represent your country? Yes, the best are in the majors right now. But at the same time, let the amateurs do it. You know, let the college kids do it.
Yep.
Not the ones who are in Major League Baseball. Because you know what? When all is said and done, people pay to see the superstars. And if the superstars are hurt because of the World Baseball Classic, guess what? All of baseball gets hurt. Nobody's making
dog,
money because nobody's going to pay to see some schmuck play baseball. Instead of the superstars.
Sorry about that, Tanya. I didn't mean to cut you off. Big Dog, you and
okay.
Did this. What's your opinion on it now?
No, it's your turn.
No, it's your turn because I have the final classic line. Go ahead.
What is it? I don't have an opinion. Like, I don't care about the World Baseball Classic.
So,
because I'm not a true baseball fan. I mean, I'm a baseball fan.
Shut up. Yes,
but,
you are.
But I don't live and die with baseball as I do with basketball.
You're a diehard angel.
Oh, that's beside the point. I don't live and die by baseball as I do with basketball.
He does die when the Lakers don't make it.
I didn't care about the World Baseball Classic this year. I barely followed it. I was following Tanya because she was following Puerto Rico, which I thought was great. But, you know, other than that, I didn't know who was playing when or where. I don't know who was playing who. And I don't even remember who won. That's how much I cared about it.
I think the Dominicans won, I think, right?
Can we not talk about it? Thanks.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, it's Puerto Rico. I forgot.
Yeah.
Well, did they check their IDs, though? That's what I want to know.
It's Puerto Rico. You are Latin in it. You should be able to pronounce that. It's Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I can. I just say Puerto Rico.
You gringo.
Yeah. No way. Yeah. It's Puerto Rico. You roll your R's.
Puerto Rico. Yes. Delicious.
Well, then they need to change the spelling.
There's nothing wrong with the spelling.
Yeah.
Spelling
I gotta
spell
it out here, guys. You know.
Yeah, Sonny, are we gonna go ahead and talk about Miami again? No,
I don't
no.
know. Puerto Rico needs the PW.
I know that one hurt. But by the way, ladies and gentlemen, as far as the common the World Baseball Classic, Mr. Clark. You had were you trying to do an accent? I'm just curious.
Sorry, I offended you.
No, not at all. Don't be sorry. It was noticed by both the Big Dog and I. We both perked up when you said the word. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Is he doing an accent? I mean, Sonny.
Sir, I could do a mean
yeah,
cheat.
That's right.
About it.
I mean, why'd you do it with Teixeira? I mean, you should have done it with one of the other guys that are either Latin or European. But no, you did it with Teixeira. Don't get it. I don't.
I think it's because anyway, they did it down here when he played for the Rangers. That's probably why.
Okay. My comment is very simple. You've seen my pictures on my wall. I have the ticket to the World Baseball Classic last year, or in 2009. That's all due to thanks to Shazam, because he actually arranged, and we went to go see the final between Japan in Korea and Japan won. Ichiro is the one that got the game when he hit in that game, and the Japanese won, so that was cool.
Were they shooting a couple of goals?
Actually, it was the only time I've ever gone to a game where you bump into someone and actually everyone says, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I was shocked.
How could you understand them?
No, they still. That was racist. That was racist, Big Dog. I'm sorry is I'm sorry. It was the most incredibly polite crowd I'd ever been to.
Yeah.
I mean, it was noisy. I've described how fun it was, but I was just shocked that if you bumped into someone, you actually said, I'm sorry. It just really, really surprised me. It was the safest time I'd ever been to Dodger Stadium. It was, guys.
they're a raucous crowd, and even in between the innings, they're lively. And it was a lot of fun. There, no one was throwing any peanuts, like the typical hoodie guys. It was, you know, I was like, I could be fine here. And it was good. But this year, the World Baseball Classic, I do think they need to change it. It should be the amateurs. I agree with Tanya on that. But, guys, when you're talking about who should pay the salary, this is academic. The World Baseball Classic is owned by Major League Baseball. The corporation, WBC, is owned by baseball. So baseball's paying for the salaries, not the teams. I do agree that the players should take some risk on their own. And, hey, if you get hurt, you get hurt. But the players should not be released for the World Baseball Classic. There is so much talent out there that they what the hell are you laughing at, Big Dog?
I'm laughing at the comments by Matt.
What is Matt saying in the chat room, Big Dog?
Matt is saying, oh, my God, the show is almost over, which means I'm that much closer to 30. No! You got to take me back to 25?
That's about when he started with us. He started when he was 13.
He grew in dog years then? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that.
I had to throw it out.
I should better use my phone and all that put the Barney Happy Birthday song on.
You know, you're evil.
Yes, I am.
But do you know what the funny thing was when Tim McCloud called in live and he played the Barney song? That was hilarious. That was funny. But anyway, have you heard from Tim lately?
No, I have not. He's disappeared.
I guess he's really deep into his baseball planning.
Oh, I thought maybe he was chip selling.
It could be that. Tanya, are you going to be in any fantasy teams this year? Are you doing that? This is not going to be the third.
I promised my listeners last year that I was going to do it this year, and I just never managed to get into it. I never got into the league, so I guess I'll be waiting until next year again.
Yeah, I'm not playing this year. Sonny, are you doing a baseball one? Because you generally do football, right?
I've stopped doing the football. I'll take fantasy questions. I just, you know, I'll forget to set a lineup. At one point, I was playing in about six NFL fantasy leagues, and I would forget one or two in that week for some reason. And baseball's an everyday commitment and just can't do it.
Yeah, and, Sonny, you need to clarify that. You'll take fantasy sports questions, because if there's anyone that will take fantasy questions, that's, of course, Zeke here on NDB Media.
Okay, sorry about that. Yes, I'm not that, you know, I don't have that, you know, wonderful imagination to answer those questions, so.
Hey, let me tell you, Zeke got all of those porno stars to be on NDB Media, unfortunately, so we'll let it go. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say that we do have a few minutes left. We do have some announcements.
I just realized, real quick before you do our announcements, we didn't really realize it. You know, we make fun of Matt all the time.
No, you make fun of Matt all the time.
He got you right now. He says you're so dead, Roger, from your comment about
him. What the hell?
Well, anyway, I realized, you know, I know why now we make fun of him all the time. I'm old, so it takes me a while.
What's the wee stuff?
We both make fun of him.
No, we don't.
Who put the Barney song on first?
Yeah, that's exactly. Material.
Yeah,
no one remembers that.
Oh, that's
like my job to remind everybody. Anyways, I realized the reason why I make fun of him is because he was born on April 1st. April Fool's Day.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Matt. You're a good kid there, Matt. let's see. Yeah. Don't want to do that, Matt. We're down to just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. I want to remind everyone that the Couch Potato and I will be calling the IFL game tonight at 5 p.m. Pacific. Sonny, who is playing for the game of the week?
The Green Bay Blizzard are taking on the Cedar Rapids. The Cedar Rapids Titans, Green Bay 0-4, Cedar Rapids 4-0. So we got to see if Green Bay can get on top.
And I love this, of course. Sonny Clark is a play-by-play, and I'm the color commentator. First time I told Sonny, hey, can I be your color guy? Sonny went silent. That's how you know Sonny's white, because when you pull off a joke like that, the white boys get all offended. So it's all right. Sonny, I want to thank you for joining us. And, of course, Tanya has two programs here on NDB Media on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific time, the Five Tools Show. Awesome, awesome program. And, of course, she also has on Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific time. It is the Raise Your Glass, and it's a lot of good stuff. And Big Dog, we will find you this Wednesday, where?
doing Comics 101. We're going to cover pricing and collecting and a couple other things.
That's Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're leaving the live audience now, so we're going to take on just a few more minutes to end this properly. We are now in overtime, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Yes, this is overtime. So only the audience that listens to the archive can hear this.
Four people
and who's online.
What is it with you guys? What is it? Why must you always correct me? No, we're not.
I'm not correcting you. Adding more information.
You're adding more? So you just add more to everything then, right?
That's kind of what I do.
And you do it well, Mr. Clark. Now, I want to give everyone their proper goodbye, and even if there are some last comments. Big Dog, did you have anything else?
No, just, you know, Couch and I are always on the same wavelength, you know.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, even on those nights in Vegas that I don't quite remember.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was a grease fire. We might have started a grease fire that day. You know, I already talked about that. You know, me and Couch get together, you know, it might start a grease fire. So... But it's okay, though.
Thank you, Big Dog. Tanya, tell us what's going on in the world of Tanya right now.
What's going on in the world of Tanya? Not much, really.
Well, when's your show?
On the show? Yeah. Not. Listen,
Thank
we're supposed to have a show this Tuesday. We're supposed to have a show this Tuesday, but I need a producer. So if I can find a producer for this week Tuesday, the show will be on.
Sunny Clark, are you available at 6 p.m. Pacific time on Tuesday?
That'd be 8 p.m. my time on, and normally I would do it, but Tuesday is a real tough night for me. I have to listen to Tuesday Night in America on Archive. So
it's
tough for me to get over there.
Well, guys, I mean, that is the twofer on Tuesday night, and for a while there, you know, but
we get a twofer?
Well, actually, we had a threefer. Because we had at 6 p.m.
Yeah,
Tanya, shut up. Tanya at 6. I'm on at 7. And then, of course, And then at 8, we had Jamie on. So we had 4 hours on NDB Media on Tuesday night. But Jamie, and I say this in the archive, she likes to do her own thing. So she's on at 7. Anyway. So, yeah, we still have 4 hours on NDB Media on Tuesday night, which is really cool. Sometimes we have up to 5 hours, so Tuesday night is a big night here on NDB Media. Tanya, we'll get you a producer one way or another.
Yeah, if I'm not working, Tanya, I will produce for you.
And if not, someone else will. But catch her every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time on 9 Eastern on NDB Media 2. And of course,
it's her 5-2 show where she pushes the Mets and buries the Yankees.
This is true.
It's because I can see her smiling.
You're an ass.
That's beside the point. That's the picture I have of her, is of her smiling. That when she calls me, that's what comes up. Her picture of her smiling. So I can tell when she's smiling.
So Tanya, when a lot of your pictures, they're really nice pictures. But when you're smiling,
yes.
Are you like thinking of?
Thinking of the
Mets. Kill the Yankees?
She's thinking of the Mets.
Yeah, she's thinking of the Mets. Okay, fair enough. She's a devoted Mets fan, but as I said earlier, one reason why I actually do respect Tanya is she'll tell it like it is. As dirty as it is, she doesn't care. She'll let you know.
That's a true fan. We've talked about that. That's why you and I get along so well, because we are true fans. We can tell everyone when our team sucks and does something stupid, as in your Vernon Wells deal. Or me with my Lakers.
But what the hell are you talking about now? Talking about Tanya or talking about me?
Talking about you. Yeah. You just like me, you told it like it was. With the Vernon Wells deal, you probably were throwing up. The fact that
I did throw up. I've got to bring the janitorial staff in here.
So, and myself, all year long this year with the stupid Lakers, I mean, I've talked about them all year. So that's a true fan. You know, not giving excuses. You tell it like it is. And that's why her show is so great, and that's why our show is so great, because we tell it like it is.
Oh, her show is great. We're husband.
And Couch is great, because he tells it like it is, too.
Well,
but,
Couch Potato is trademarked. That's why no one can use the name Couch Potato. That's why he's the
name. That's why we are in a converted garage, and he has a palatial estate.
Yes. Yes. He does, Tanya. He has a palatial estate in Texas.
Don't start this.
Square foot house. To a 15,000 square foot house. He had a mega mansion in Phoenix. Now he just has a palatial estate in Dallas.
That's right.
When, it wasn't mega mansion.
Hey, get it right. It's 2,400 square, okay?
Oh, my God. But, I mean, out of all the houses that I've lived in, and I still don't think they come up to 2,400 square. And I've lived in quite a few, so it's all good. Ladies and gentlemen, we are having a good time. It is, in a way, I'm sad that the day is already over, but this is Saturday morning sports talk with the guys and girl. Tanya joined us. And I guess I could say girl, too, when Corvo shows up, but he didn't show up today. Oh, that's right. And children, because Matt was here. Yes, we appeal to all audiences, ladies and gentlemen.
All age groups.
All age groups and audiences.
So 13 all the way.
Yeah. Tanya, it was a thrill. Yeah, I know. It was a thrill having you on with us this morning. And as always, Couch Potato, it was great. So if you have any last thoughts, we'll do them right now because we're out of here. Sonny, then Tanya, and then Big Dog.
Well, definitely join us tonight on the Couch Potato Sports Show for the IFL Game of the Week as the Green Bay Blizzard take on the Tri-City Titans. And just a quick commentary, anybody who tattoos their pit bull ought to be arrested and thrown underneath the jail.
All right.
Yeah, there's a guy that actually tattoos his pit bull. Of course, this happens in the backward-ass state of North Carolina, but there you go.
North Kakalaki?
Very good.
Oh, no. No, that's North Kakalaki, as Big Dog says.
That's right.
Yeah, North Kakalaki.
Yes. Go ahead, Tanya.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. I will definitely talk to you guys soon, hopefully on Tuesday night for the Five Soul Show, where I will be ripping apart both the Mets and the Yankees.
Ooh. Well,
here we go again. Very nice.
I might have to make it for that one.
Sonny, it's straight up, dude. There's no holding back on that one. But it's fair commentary and honest commentary. That's why I am proud of Tanya when she accepted our invite to join us. It is a lot of fun listening to her program. I'm not brave enough to go in as my name all the time. I hide there as a guest because I think we get the best vitriol from her. Whenever there's a bit of New York news, I'm usually hiding in there as a guest because if I call it, boom, she goes right to me right away. I'm like, no, don't do that. I just want to listen. But it's a lot of good. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be calling the opening day game on Sunday at letmehearyou.com. Whoever's doing the Sunday night game on ESPN will be covering that for the rest of the year at Let Me Hear You. So if you really want to be bored out of your gourd, you can listen to me berate the teams that are on Sunday night baseball. Big Dog, on behalf of Sonny, Tanya, the Big Dog, I'm the scorekeeper. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Saturday Morning Extravaganza. Peace!
See ya!